Shalom everyone, Parashat Naso. Second portion of the book of the Numbers, and we're going to jump into the one of the most famous, I would say absolute famous, parts of the Torah, the priestly blessing, Birkat Kohanim. This is the time where the high priest and the priest come and pray the people in the name of God. It actually happens every day in the land of Israel. If you would enter every prayer place, every synagogue in Israel, every morning, the priests come, they stand in the front of the synagogue, and they bless the people. And of course, we remember this is the sign they do, right? The fingers, ha, this is going to be here. I'm not doing it so well because I am not a priest. I'm not the Kohen, but I'm actually a Levite. How do I know that? Because my father was a Levite and his father was a Levite. It passed on in traditions. And family knows only these tribe, the tribe of Levi, the Kohanim, the priests and the Leviim, it's something you pass through generation to generation. And when the priests, the Kohanim, are there to bless the people, the Levites, at this point, when the temple is not around, we have one job. It's a quite embarrassing, some might say. Before the blessing, we go out of the synagogue and we wash the hands of the Kohanim. I said it's embarrassing to some because I can tell you, I definitely can tell you, that there are some people who at some point think it doesn't make sense. You can see yourself, you know, washing the hands of a 13 years old kid, and when the guy is 60 or 70, the rabbi of the synagogue is a Levite, he's going to wash the hands of a kid who is 10 years old. Because even kids are going to this. And this is quite an interesting situation. And it happens everywhere in Israel. But outside of Israel, it doesn't happen every day. Only in the three main holidays, in Sukkot, in Passover, in Shavuot, we just passed on the final filah prayer in the morning, the priests are going to go and bless the people. That's a lot of commotion and enthusiasm around it. And I want to try to share with you today a very simple question that's surrounding this area. And it starts off with a very basic question that says, if you would ever go and see that in action, you will see that when these priests, these Kohanim, are coming down after blessing, the people come to them and say, thank you, God bless you. And the simple question is, why? Why are we doing it? Why are we thanking him? This is their obligation. This is something they're supposed to do. Why do we need to go and thank them? It sounds simple, but the answer is going to be intriguing. I want to start off by asking or talking about the actual prayer. And this is this signs. It's actually not only that there is an obligation. I don't think they need to connect it, but do something like that that brings you into this weird one hand shaped of the blessing. And for many years this question was unclear. Well, everybody knows in Star Trek, is it? There's this sign, symbolic sign, the nonsense that was used there. But why is this symbol and what does it happen? In a very interesting way, the Songs of Songs, chapter 2, verse 9, says something very intriguing about how God is waiting behind the cracks. In a way, when the Kohanim are standing there in front of the people, it's like Hashem, God himself, is waiting behind them in the synagogue and blesses the people. Because you see, when you look at the Kohanim, when you look at them give the blessing, you need to remember one thing. The very essence of them giving the blessing, it's not from their power. It's not from their spirituality. It's only a blessing that you give because God himself, as the book in chapter 9, verse 22 says, Aaron took his hand and blessed the people. The hand is written one hand or two hands, but you understand that there's something there in the connection between one or two hands that blesses the people. And the only reason why you're able to bless the people is because you are blessing in God's name. In the book of Numbers, on chapter 6, it says as follows, you will give the blessing to the people and you put the name on the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Aha. It is not the people who stand there who give the blessing. It's not about their spirituality or about their importance. It's not even important if they are kids. The only reason they have the power to bless is because Hashem gave them the power to bless. The priests, the Kohanim, are blessing the people in the name of Hashem. And almost in a way, when they stand there and they face the people, shining their lights into it, God Himself stands behind them and with His power blesses the people. This is also maybe one of the reasons why we need to thank them. There's three simple answers about why do we need to make thanks to those people. We asked before, why do we thank them? Because this is an obligation for them to make the blessing to the people. The number one simple thing is that they came to your synagogue and not anywhere else. Right? They would do it somewhere else because of their obligation, but they came here to you. See the connections here. Thank them for what they did. The second is the blessings verse. It says, we are going to bless the people with love. And it said in many places that the all purpose or the all essence of blessing the people is blessing them with love. Only from their love they can come and bless the people. To the extent that if there's a priest, there's a Kohen who murdered something, which basically means that he has problems with love, it's a problem to bless the people. You see? The inheritance of God's blessing to the people by the Kohanim was only there with one obligation. You need to fill your heart with love to the people. You need to stand in front of the people and see the good at them, filled with love. This is what's going to give them the blessings. And the first and most important thing, this is why we're thanking the Kohanim. Because you see, they are the vassals that God chose to give the people the blessing. When they give a blessing, it shines from them through the people with the power of God. I started the beginning and asked, why is Leonard Cohen connected to this? In a very famous concert in Israel many years ago, in one of his last songs, Leonard Cohen, a priest, stood, and the last thing he did in front of a huge crowd of tens of thousands of Israelis, he gave the priestly blessing. Yevarchecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Ya'ir Hashem panav elecha v'yichuneka, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. This blessing was being made and rewind over and over and over again in synagogues around the world, in houses around the world. Is a pure symbolic blessing that says, God is blessing you. God is shining His face upon you. God is giving you all the blessings. We are only here to bring this blessing upon you. This is why you need to thank the Kohanim. This is why you need to wash their hands and bless them. This is why they have this cracks of blessing coming in front of you. Of course, the hand symbolic gesture is only something that we're trying to explain. There are many secrets there and unclear things. But this became a symbol of tradition. If you go to an old cemetery in Europe of Jewish people, you will see this sign in so many graves, telling you the people, the tradition, father to son, for 2,000 years, for 3,000 years, with the power of blessing to the people from the blessing of God. Shabbat Shalom.